A new season begins for the McLean and Dickie Aurelia Terriers this weekend. The Terriers are coming off their best season in the Junior C era after compiling a record of 2-9-1-0-1-2 last season, placing them third in the North Carruthers Division. After sweeping past the Huntsville Otters in the first round of the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, the Terriers were swept by the powerhouse Stayner Siskins in the second round. This season, the Terriers look to eclipse last year's record and finally break through the second round. Head coach Dallin Telford believes this is the year his squad gets it done. "We had an excellent training camp from start to finish," he said. "A lot of guys built chemistry with each other and it was a good competitive camp." The Terriers finished the preseason with a 5-1 record. Telford says this year's team is shaping up to be the most skilled in the Junior C era. "We can skate, and our back end is very mobile," he said. "We've acquired a couple of junior kids, too, so that's going to help." This offseason, the Terriers signed forward Jordan Fuller, who played for Trenton and Cobourg in the Ontario Junior Hockey League over the past three seasons. The native of Springwater netted 49 points in 47 junior games with Trenton last season. Terriers captain Dylan Palamaki played youth hockey with Fuller while growing up. "He's lights out," he said. "The kid can put the puck in the net from anywhere." Palamaki says Fuller will help fill the void left by forwards Noah Mountain and Mason Beck, who aged out at the end of last season. "Those are definitely two big losses for goals," he said. "Fuller definitely fills that role really well." The Terriers also signed forward Layden McLean, who played for Smiths Falls, Nepean, and Carlton Place in the Central Canada Hockey League over the past three seasons. The native of Perth scored 9 points in 35 games with Carlton last season. "He and Fuller had immediate chemistry," Telford said. "They are going to play together to start, and it looks like we are going to score a lot of goals." The Terriers are also bringing back most of their players from last season. With another year under their belt, Telford feels his returning players will take the next step to getting them over the hump. "Oftentimes, you have to lose before you can win," he said. "We've brought in some winning mentality and our youth is skilled and fast." Palamaki is set to begin his final season of junior hockey this weekend. "It's the final dance with all of the boys," he said. "We have a good squad this year and I think we are going to do some damage." Palamaki admits the pressure to win is higher than ever. "You want to make the most of your last year of hockey," he said. "There is definitely added pressure coming with that." The puck drops on the new season on Friday night in Penetang. The Terriers return to Rotary Place in West Orillia on Saturday to take on Huntsville at 7:30 p.m. in their home opener. "We want to start the season hot," Palamaki said. "Getting two wins this weekend would give us a nice swing of momentum that we could ride the rest of the way." During the first intermission of each home game this season, Gardy Construction is presenting a 6-minute minor hockey game. The U11 Orillia Hawks open the season on Saturday. During the second intermission, State and Maine is presenting a Shoot for Food competition where randomly selected fans will shoot from center ice for a chance to win a gift card to the restaurant. Palamaki hopes the new intermission programming will bring more fans to Rotary Place this season. "The atmosphere plays a big role in hockey," he said. "We hear the crowd erupt in the big moments and it makes you want to play that much better and win even more." Telford says the initiatives aim to make the Terriers more community-oriented. "Orillia is a hockey town," he said. "It costs $50 for a family of four to come out. I'm not sure there is a cheaper night out in Orillia." Before each home game, two local minor hockey players will serve as flag bearers and will lead the team onto the ice. "I think that we have to build relationships with all the young kids and minor hockey teams," Telford said. "I know when I was a kid it was a big deal to be at the Terriers game and I looked up to those players." Telford hopes that involving youth in the team will inspire them to one day play for them.